Today's guest is Rachel Freed. Welcome, Rachel.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us on today.
Thank you.
Okay. Rachel is a survivor of physical, mental, and sexual abuse. She was molested from the age of 12 to 18 by her father, and as a result, became pregnant. Experience would devastate many in similar circumstances, but not Rachel. All she wanted was to escape the torture and start a new life cemented in faith. Thank you so much, Rachel, for trusting my platform to share your story. It means a lot to me.
Thank you for having me, Marla. I appreciate it very, very much.
You're welcome. It's truly a blessing that you're at a place now in life where you're able to share your story in hopes of inspiring someone else.
That's my goal, Marla. I realize that the difficulty in speaking out like this is hard for some, and they never do it. So I'm hoping that by example that it will let them know that there are opportunities for them to help others that are coming up behind them. And that if nobody starts the slide, right, we'll never get there. And so I'm speaking out on behalf of survivors and drivers who have moved on in their lives and maybe have not ever told anybody what happened to them, but allow them to heal with understanding that speaking out and writing your story is a large part of the recovery. And so I hope that helps.
That's true. That's true. And thank you again for joining us on today. Would you like to brief my audience on your story before we dive?
I certainly would. You did a great start. That's part of the story that really kind of blows most people away. And just to be honest, it's a tough part of the story to tell. So thank you for doing that part. And when I was able to leave home, I did so. And I had $2.10 in my pocket and my Volkswagen and my little dachshund dog riding with me. And off we went into the world and the unknown of what was coming. And it was better than where I was. So went through quite a few hard times. I'm a recovering alcoholic of 32 years and sober to this day. There was an incident that occurred in my life that pretty much struck me to the point where I realized that if I didn't address the abusive situation that I had survived, that I wasn't going to be able to continue moving forward and upward in my life. And through all of this tragedy, I hung on to my Lord. And I knew that through faith that He would provide for me whatever I needed. And as dark as the future appeared for me, I knew that I was in His loving care. And that's what spurred me on. I actually spent some time in a psychiatric hospital to address my issues, to actually get started on my issues. This is how I should say that. And what happened as a result was I discovered some things about surviving and the assistance that could be afforded me as a result of admitting that I actually had mental illness. And that was really hard for me because I didn't want anybody to know. And so I landed in a situation where the Department of Disability permitted me to go to college. They paid for my college education and I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Tennessee in accounting and computer science. And so, you know, that was one of my lifelong dreams at that point. And so knowing that I was able to fulfill a dream that existed when I was going through all this trauma was really a godsend just in the fact that I got done. Well, when I got my undergraduate degree, they just decided I wasn't ready to go back to work just yet. And so they paid for my master's education. Yes, ma'am. And that's pretty incredible that somebody showed their confidence in you to become a bigger person and get through this and get to the point where I was leading a normal, I'm air quoting, a normal life. That was quite pivotal. So as a result of my college degree and my master's, I was able to get a good job. And I spent the last 25 years working professionally as an IT consultant. And so I've been able to fund my life as a result. And a lot of people that go through this find themselves in a situation where they never get ahead. They never get even, right? Because they can't get past the trauma. And so I was able to work and do and go through my recovery. And in that process, Marla, I took the opportunity to help others who have survived and become thrivers. And I got a law passed in the state of Tennessee to assist survivors of abuse so that not only can they get the assistance that I got, but they also can get additional assistance in trying to get support from the person who was their perpetrator and be able to go ahead and finish what you expect in your life, right? So medical bills are very expensive for people. And one of the things that would be helpful for someone who needs recovery but can't afford it is their perpetrator being held responsible in a financial way. And so this civil law in the state of Tennessee is one of the kind. I discovered that the law was a statute of limitations of tort, which meant after a year after you turned 18, if you wanted to file charges, criminal charges against your perpetrator, that was the only amount of time you had. And so I changed all that, and it's 14 years now in Tennessee, and there's a couple of other, you know, minor things that are in the law that help someone who's been through what I've been through. But when you think about where I've been and what I've been able to accomplish, that's the reason I'm speaking out, Marla. Mm-hmm. I don't consider myself above or beyond anyone else that can achieve those kinds of things. And I want to be an inspiration to others that if they just keep on, right, mm-hmm. keep moving forward, just keep looking for the goal, that there's every opportunity for them to get there too. So that's my main reason for speaking out, is to help others that find themselves in a situation where they don't feel like they have any options.
Right. And that was going to be one of my questions of how does one actually start to heal and move forward from trauma? This is your experience.
Yes. My experience tells me that the psychiatric care, the therapy, the learning that you're not at fault and not carrying the blame for what's happened is a start. It's a tough road. It's difficult to process, but if you don't get it out of your system, it will hang with you for however long you let it. And for me, it was, I need to let this go. I need to get past this so I can move on to my dreams. It did take some time. It was very expensive. And so funding that recovery insurance obviously helps, but you got to talk to somebody about this. You have to get it out of yourself so that you can move to the next level of recovery. So
I definitely understand that. And I can only imagine, you know, dealing with something so traumatic. So what role did faith and spirituality play in your healing journey?
Oh, my goodness, Marla. I know without a doubt that I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't brought that with me when I left home, okay? The basis for my spirituality and my faith started when I was young. And so I was able to tap into that and carry that with me. And I do know that even through the hard times after I left home and went through what I did, that there is a, I don't know, what I would call a baseline that I started from, where my faith has always been there. And so I've stood on it along the way. I understand that my spirituality is solid as a selection, and in trusting the Lord to deliver me in the situations that I've been in and the financial struggles that I face, that I believe that without him, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish those things in what I'm doing today. So I'm just really glad I had something to start with. If you are an individual who stands of distance from your faith and your spirituality, check into it. Find out about where you feel fulfilled when talking about God and those things that bring us peace, okay, and calmness into our lives. Prayer does a lot of those things in a stellar way. And that's kind of where I am right now, is I'm actually still working on building my spirituality and my faith, so that at this point, even with the successes that I've had so far, that there's going to be a lot more. There's a big opportunity to share my story so that other survivors have hope. And obviously, they want to communicate with me, feel free to reach out, because single instance of mine is not just a, I don't know how I would explain it, Marla. It's not just the only one that's happened in this world. I've discovered along my way and on my journey, when I've told my story to someone, that more times than not, which is kind of sad, that it happened to them too. And I am not just talking about touching or constant attacks. I'm talking about individuals who have been through what I've been through. Right. And that has shocked me, Marla, that it shocked me beyond my wildest imagination, that I would have met four or five people in my life that have been through exactly what I've been through. So knowing that it's a common thing is not something a lot of people in this audience are probably wanting to hear, but my faith has strengthened me to understand and not dwell on it, but to move past it so that we can change things. Because, Marla, we need to change some things here, and that's why I'm speaking out.
You 100%. 100%. And I commend you for speaking out, because I know it's difficult.
Yes, ma'am.
But sometimes, you know, with you telling your story, you have to relive those moments, and that can be very challenging.
It really can be. I'm getting better at it, Marla. And so the separation from the story, knowing that I've grown past it and above and beyond my own expectations of where I've gotten in my life have helped. But at the same time, it really is incredible to know that I need to have other things that are joyful and fulfilling in my life. I've got a rescue dog, and I make other parts of my life fun and fantastic because you can't stay focused on this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things that, yes, ma'am, you can't live in the mud. And so for me, it's finding the balance. Okay. It's finding what works to get this information to public and help those who need to hear what they can do to help themselves, but also not carry it with me every day in the work that I do. So I've written a book, and I'm working on my first children's book. I've got two actually that are in the works, and so I'm real excited about that. But find balance in your life. Find what makes you happy. So while you're working on this stuff and you're visiting these places that are horrific memories for you, that you have something to reach up to, carrying your faith and staying close to God and being in a circle of individuals and friends that feel and are the same in their belief system is really a big help. And so knowing that, and it's taken me a little time, Marla, because writing that first book was difficult, but realizing and learning that I need to have fun and that I need to have joy to offset this mission that I'm on to help as many as I possibly can, Marla, through my story and through other things that my publisher and I have planned, is to get it out there so that people don't feel so alone in their struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned that you've written a book. Has been one book or?
Actually, I've written one book. It is He Is Forever With Me. And you can find my book at the same website, heisforwithme.com. heisforeverwithme.com by Rachel Fried. And I've got another series that's underway. It's an A Choice book series that actually is going to focus on the individual components of recovery and how to get to where you need. My first one is Silent No More. And so this is part of that story, Marla, to be silent no more and to speak out and to welcome the relief that comes with getting that out of your system, right? And trusting God in the process. And so my A Choice book series is underway. It's a little different because I'm seeking stories from other individuals to include in these book series. And so I've continued to try to categorize the major bullet points of what the recovery from sexual abuse is about. And so I've got a handful of specific topics in my A Choice book series that I'm going to share and get input from others who've been through the same thing. To contribute. And so the novel idea by my publisher, and I'm real excited about it. And so on the way, where the fun is my Chester Challenges book. He's a little rescue dog that I got. He was suffering significantly, and my vet took him from the owner. His rescue and his recovery is a good example to what I would think would be to kids who feel damaged or diseased, or they're carrying something that's hard in their life, and they are challenged with getting to that next step, because we want to get to these kids who are suffering as early as possible. And so Chester's Challenge is the book to do it. He shows you the things that he has overcome. He didn't have a lower jaw when I got him, and he didn't have but 4 teeth. And so this meeting was a big deal for him. And so my hope is that Chester's Challenges and the 3 books that we have following that exhibit his recovery will introduce to children their opportunity to get help sooner than they normally would, and not waiting until they're 18 like I did to step out of their home and move on with their life. And so several things that I'm working on, Marla, which is kind of exciting. But the Chester books, that's what I call them, the Chester books are quite fun. I think that's the balance in my life that I was looking for to make sure that I could get all of this under one umbrella and help as many as I possibly can. It's been a joyful ride. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely. Now, do you also write poetry?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Right. Thank you for asking. I actually was visiting with my aunt over the weekend, and she had a box, a collection of notebooks that I had taken over there to review while I was staying with her. And I ran across a whole notebook of poems that I hadn't seen in a long time, Marla. And so I have current new poetry that I'm writing, and I have old poetry from the time in which I was being subject to the trauma, I guess is the best way to put it. I found hope and faith-fulfilled poetry for that time of my life. And so I'm going to be publishing those on my website. And I hadn't even shared this with my publisher yet, but there may be a little Rachel poetry book at this point, because I found a handful and then some. Quite pleased to see them and find them, because I remembered them, but I just didn't know where they were. And so, hey, an idea might have just been born here, Marla, for another skinny book, but a collection of poetry, like you asked. They're very insightful and they're very moving. And I look forward to sharing that with my public as well.
Awesome. I love to see that you're channeling what you experience into something positive, just trying to help someone else. That's the stuff.
Thank you, Marla. It really is, to me, for anyone out there that is listening, if you've been through anything like this, the best thing that they can do, that you can do, I'm speaking to them, that you can do is to remain positive with what you're moving forward with.
Yes.
God chooses to help us with whatever's on our mind. And I have discovered that positive delivery and keeping my head up and praying constantly is the way that I have been able to channel success, not financially. That's not the only way that you consider success, but being able to write a book, more than one at this point, you find yourself in situations where you're choosing the positive outcome. And if you continue the mindset in a positive way, God helps you get there. And that's the blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You also have merch, right, Rachel?
Yes, ma'am. On my website, you'll find a shop. I changed some of those out. I've got some Christmas things that are out there with Chester on them. And I'm going to be adding some more this year. I've got clothing designs that are part and parcel to the cover of the book. Mm-hmm. And so just some different things to try to get the word out and get people chatting about this, that what they need to do and what they can do is part of their world. I've got puzzles and mugs and mouse pads and all kind of fun stuff. So certainly feel free to shop on the website, heisforeverwithme.com. The link to purchase my book is right there on that very first page from Barnes & Noble. And I probably will, just based on our conversation here, I probably will go ahead and set some of that merch over on Chester's site too, because he has his own space. He's got a blog. And it's been quite successful, and I've been real pleased at the way that people have liked and gotten subscribed to his blog channel and his message. Like I said, just to him representing a different way for a child to look at these things, right? The blogs are fun. They're not about Chester's recovery for the most part. There are some in there that are about that, but it pretty much just talks about his little everyday fun with me. And we've had a blast, and I've been very lucky to have him to help me with the emotional support that he has given to me in the days that I needed it. That's one thing, Marla, that we haven't mentioned. And if a person is in a place where they can have an animal by their side while they're going through this recovery, that would be really awesome for anyone, because animals love us unconditionally. And the emotional support that Chester has provided me has definitely let me know that that's the way to go if you're going to go down this road. Or should I say, when you go down this road and you choose recovery. So,
good. What are your social media handles?
I am Rachel Freed on Facebook, and I am. Well, let me just double check and be sure. I don't want to misstate. And on Instagram, I am Author Rachel Freed. Those are my two main outlets. And I'm actually looking at connecting them and updating some of the information there. But I always put my blog posts on there, and anything associated with publishing books is on my Facebook page. As things are completed and launched, then all of the information with regard to how to get the next book series and Chester books and things like that will be in the appropriate places. Chesterschallenges.com is Chester's site, and quite cute. But I totally expect to continue posting and updating things there so that people who choose an emotional support pet have an idea of the joy and happiness that an animal brings to your space. So.
Perfect. Perfect. Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you would like to share with my listeners?
Probably. I really would just like to say that when you get here, when you get to the choice that you're making in your life to improve your own self and drop this baggage at the end of the stairway, okay, as you move up, go ahead and give it everything you've got. Don't ever give up, and make sure that whatever it takes to get to that point in your life where you're not carrying this trauma with you is where you're headed and where you can go if you choose it. Okay. I hope that came out okay. But just stand firm, put your face forward and point out the goal and say, Lord, this is where I'm going and help me get there. And as long as you don't quit, he's never going to quit on you.
That's right. Amen. That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Awesome. Well, Rachel, it's been indeed a pleasure speaking with you and learning more about your journey and what you have going on in reference to your books, your blog. I commend you. I really, really do commend you how you're able to move forward after experiencing so much trauma.
Thank you so much, Marla.
I pray that you have much success in the future and that you continue to do well.
Well, I certainly appreciate this connection, and I know it's not the end of the things that we would probably be doing together, Ms. Marla, because you're in the right place for voices, not just mine, but voices who have been through something like this to be on a platform that will help them. And so I commend you with what you're doing. I thank you very much for inviting me and having me here. And as a team working together, I think that's the plan that God has given me with you. And I hope that as I go through this journey, Marla, that I can revisit with the next book and go deeper with what you may wonder about that we didn't get a chance to talk about, to give more people detail about what to do and how to get there. You know, I mentioned the disability thing. Mm-hmm. I can share with somebody what that means. Where are you looking? Where are you going for that kind of grant help? Things like that. And so I really look forward to whatever comes, Marla.
Absolutely. And I just want to say that as far as if you want to come back on and speak on more subjects, then it's fine. Just let me know, just reach out and then we can schedule something.
Oh, Marla, I would be honored and humbled to do that kind of thing with you.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Thank you so much, lady. And I look forward to it. You're moving quite quickly. And I think that with your putting it out there that I know without a doubt that we'll be doing some more stuff as things move along. So thank you so much for your time. And thank you to your audience for listening to this platform.
Absolutely.
I just want to take it to the next level. If I can help you get where you're going, that's what these connections and relationships are about. So I really look forward to it. Again, honored and humbled, Marla. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we would definitely I'll be in contact with you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.